Coming up on the show, two England rugby stars have been to Billingham today, and you can say what you like about today's overpaid, pampered sports stars, but you probably shouldn't question Will Greenwood's passion for rugby.
It can be the bedrock, not just for individuals to have a fulfilling life. I sound like I'm on a crusade. I am on a crusade. I think rugby changes lives. It has a testosterone and an adrenaline release for the kids. They can get stuck in, they can do it on a match day, they can have some fun, they can go and have a shower, they can go and have a shandy, they can go and have a pie and chips, but they stay together and you're involved in something and you're involved in a team. It doesn't matter whether you're in Billingham Fitz or you're representing England in a World Cup final. It's always the same. I had a smile on my face in Sydney on November the 22nd, 2003. These kids have a smile on their face on the 21st of April, 2011. Am I that old already? Yes, I am, but it's all about the enjoyment and the fun.
It's enough to bring a tear to your eye, isn't it? For any Englishman. Right, this is BBC Tea. It's just gone 5 to 5. There will be lots of youngsters taking part in sports over the Easter break, but few get the chance to play alongside two genuine England legends. But that's just what happened to young rugby players in Billingham today. David McMillan was there.
Yeah. Ready? Enthusiasm. Hit that bag, Ollie. Good tackle.
Go, go. The scrums were sprinkled with stardust on Teesside today as a World Cup top try scorer.
This is our office within these white lines and they play by our rules.
And the man known as the Leicester Lip.
People play rugby for the camaraderie, the opportunity to have fun. People play football to get paid.
Took command of the training field. Billingham Rugby Club won an exclusive youth coaching session with former England stars Will Greenwood and Austin Healy.
The skills bit is important, but for me it's also about keeping these guys interested in rugby and sticking them to the sport. We see too many people drop off for a variety of reasons.
And as if training with two legends wasn't enough to inspire the kids.
Six of these guys here today will go to Twickenham and become an international rugby player for a day. We'll pick six at random and they'll be getting changed in the dressing room at Twickenham, playing on the field, singing the national anthem.
So the incentives were great, but the training was tough. Youngsters were drilled to ruck, tackle and take down a pad, like it was their fiercest rival.
I want you to think of these tackle bags on Middlesbrough's best players.
Will Greenwood scored 5 tries during England's triumphant 2003 World Cup campaign. He says Billingham's young players have outstanding ability, but he made sure they trained like an international rugby superstar should.
But Johnny Wilkinson isn't the man he is by turning up on a Saturday and booting a ball between two sticks. And the first group, 7 or 8 balls went down in the first minute. You draw him in, you go, is Jason Robinson that good? Would he accept these standards? And they'll go, no. If you set yourself good standards at this age, you get used to setting yourself good standards going forward, no matter whether you're doing your maths homework or your rugby training.
Much has been made of the sweary, cheaty, trophy-dropping-y behaviour of some leading footballers recently. Will says although rugby has had its problems too, it continues to instil high levels of discipline in its players.
The respect, trust, discipline it embeds in a young man or a young girl's character is vital for them going forward. You look at a community rugby club like this, and I'm telling you now, you find me another club in this country, never mind in this region, that's as well behaved and as well mannered as these kids, and I'll call you a liar.
Of course, the most important aspect of today's event was the effect it had on the children. These future tough guys of Teesside Rugby, forwards Aaron and Isaac, certainly enjoyed getting to grips with the famous showboating backs.
They're showing us and gave us a bit of confidence for our matches and better handling.
It's been absolutely amazing. We've seen like Austin and Will on telly, they're amazing rugby players. They've played for England, but they've helped our game a lot.
And now they both played in glory positions, especially Will, who's a leading try scorer at the World Cup. You're playing in one of the tougher positions. You're not tempted at some stages to run in and show them what you can do in the tackle?
Yeah, sometimes you just want to, you know, pick them up and dump tackle.
Glory boys, those backs, aren't they, eh?
Oh, nice.
If you're not a second row, you're not a proper rugby player. Right, on